Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us for Ask the Expert. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. Every year at this time, the Dallas Mayor's Office holds the annual Back to School Fair at Fair Park. Mayor teams up with the Dallas School District and the Junior League of Dallas to pass out school supplies for students in K through 12. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Dr. Lindsay Davis. She is the president of the Junior League of Dallas, and she is in the KRLD Zoom room. Dr. Davis, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
How long has the Junior League been involved with the Back to School Fair?
Sure. So this is actually our third year of this particular partnership. The mayor approached the Junior League of Dallas about helping out with the Back to School Fair because we are well known in the community for training and deploying volunteers who are going to follow through and be organized and functional and know what we're doing. And so the mayor saw an opportunity to really strengthen the volunteer and participant experience for the mayor's Back to School Fair, reached out to a president a couple of years before me and said, hey, we'd love for y'all to help us out with this. So I was actually the inaugural chair on that effort 3 years ago, and we worked to improve the volunteer experience, provide training for the 500 volunteers who will be there to power the fair, work on the participant experience with wayfinding and some extra special touches to really roll out the red carpet for our guests, and also supported the community outreach efforts to make sure that every family in Dallas knew about the Mayor's Back to School Fair. So year 29 for the fair, year 3 for the partnership with the Junior League of Dallas, and I'm really proud of the work we've been able to do to elevate this experience.
It's probably been, Dr. Davis, over 29 years since I've been to a school fair. I mean, just to think about when my first couple of years, I remember as a kindergartner, first grade, going with my mom, holding her hand and getting these big old, was it pallets of school supplies? I don't even know what it's like nowadays. And I'm sure some of our listeners are probably thinking, yeah, what is that experience like now in 2025?
Sure. Well, and at the end of the day, there are school supplies that, you know, we all needed 29 years ago that we still need today. We still need our pencils and paper and erasers. You know, technology has definitely influenced how we're educating our students, but there are some core supplies that are just always going to be needed. And so we will have community members who and their families who have registered for the fair lining up at Fair Park. We will have entertainment outside. We normally have a DJ. We've had marching bands in the past, local mascots. So we try to make that kind of queuing experience fun for families because, I mean, I've got a six-year-old waiting in line with kids is not the most fun thing. So we try to provide some good entertainment. We will have a lovely opening ceremony with Mayor Johnson and, Superintendent Ellis Allday, and then we will open the doors to the Back to School Fair where our families can come in, get checked in with our Junior League of Dallas volunteers, and then from there, we have the entirety of, you know, the inside of Fair Park covered with vendors and experiences and supplies that students need to be ready to go back to school. So we do still have the pallets of school supplies. There are also clear backpacks, haircuts, vaccines, eye exams, dental exams, tons of different services. so that we really do provide a wraparound experience. And then at the end, we do have our little trams, the Fair Park trams, to help people get their supplies where they need to go, because you will leave pretty loaded down in the best of possible ways.
How important is this fair for parents, especially DISD parents?
Absolutely. So, you know, anyone who is living at or below the federal poverty guideline is eligible to receive school supplies if they're registered for this event. And you can attend even if you're not registered and take advantage of the other services. But, you know, the price of goods continues to rise. And I think, you know, no family should feel as though the cost of goods is what prohibits their child from having a strong start to the school year. We are fortunate enough to live in a community like Dallas where philanthropy reigns supreme. And I think, you know, the best way that we can care for our community is caring for our children. And so we want the parents out there who are eligible for the Mayor's Back to School Fair to know we've got you on this. Come and let us take care of your children so that they can be ready to start the school year strong. I feel really passionate about this. I've got a DISD first grader who is really excited to go back to school as well. And, you know, being a part of the school system has allowed me to see really how critical it is for these children to start off strong and the comfort that can provide to parents, knowing that we can take care of what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, over the past 3 years that you've been personally involved in this, I'm sure you probably have some great memories of just success stories and just the camaraderie that you find in the atmosphere of this fair. Can you share just a couple of things that come to mind?
Sure, absolutely. So that first year, which again, we learned a whole lot about how to support the mayor and his team with this event. But I will never forget at the end of the fair, I was just driving around a golf cart seeing if people needed help with anything, because, you know, we were kind of wrapping up and no one wants to sit still. There's too much energy. And there was this sweet, wonderful grandmother who was getting supplies for six grandkids. And she had tried to bring, you know, a cart to pull things around in. And she was out there taking care of all of those sweet grandbabies. And one of my fellow junior league members and I were like, you get on this golf cart right now. We will drive you to your car. Don't you pick up another thing. Let us load up your trunk. You know, she was kind of the one who had been, you know, delegated to for the family to go get all the school supplies for all of the grandchildren. And seeing how excited she was to get everything. You know, it's hot, it's busy, but it's still a fun day. And then, you know, just being able to speak with her about her experience and the way this supports her large family was really, really powerful. So I tell our volunteers, I'm like, okay, best part of the day is the golf cart rides at the end. You pick up the people who are, you know, still making their way back to the cars or back to the dart. The dart's a great way to get to the fair as well. And that was a really, really special memory to be able to help that sweet grandmother who was there for her grandkids.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What does it mean for the kids themselves when they're part of the back to school fair? I mean, they are really prepared for the start of school.
Absolutely. And I mean, especially, you know, the way that school policies have changed and we require clear backpacks in DISD now, you can get a clear backpack. You're going to have the right backpack. You're going to have the right school supplies that DISD has said these are the supplies you need. You can come and get your haircut, you know, a back to school haircut. You know, for me, at least growing up, that was always a big deal to, you know, kind of have your fresh haircut and your supplies all ready to go. You know, these children are able to come in and get everything they need so that if they were worried about resource differences at their school, they're still going to have everything. And I think the way that we can level the playing field with child preparedness in that way, eliminate some of the extra stressors of starting school. I mean, think of a child entering kindergarten or middle school or high school for the first time. They're already going to have some anxiety over just being in a new place. But knowing that they have what they need because of what the city of Dallas has put together, we hope will eliminate some of that back to school anxiety.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, the atmosphere is fun. And you guys, this is a tradition for some families that have seen their kids go through school. And every single year, this is how they start things off. This is when we say Labor Day is like the unofficial start of fall. I think it's really this back to school fair. It's when you're like, OK, school is going to be right around the corner. And that means, you know, fall, because I don't think of school being really in summertime, even though it's still scorching until October.
Right.
But the tradition is really important for our city as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, that's the cool thing about this, right? It's been going on for 29 years. So it's seen the leadership of several different mayors. This transcends any one person's tenure. And I think that that is really, really cool. Also, other cities have seen what we do well with this fair and have emulated it. This is something that Dallas is known for nationally for doing really well. So there is a family tradition. There's also a cool volunteer tradition. So every year our volunteer shirts are a different color, and there are volunteers who volunteer every year and have a collection of tons of different colors of volunteer shirts. And that was another really cool thing for me to see the first year, you know, this sweet woman who said, well, I've been doing this for 20 some odd years, and this is just where I stand and what I do and how I volunteer. And I said, great, I'm not going to mess with good thing. You go do that. But, you know, she talked about all of this it's her fall tradition, getting the school year started and being able to support the community in that way. So it's a great tradition on both sides of the equation.
How have the needs changed over the last few years for the kids?
Yeah, I would say, and you know, this is speaking from, you know, but I work in higher education, so I see youth preparedness, and I've studied education in my graduate programs. There's a bigger resource gap that we see now in our children. You know, the haves and have-nots can tend to drift further and further apart. And so I think there is greater need for these kinds of services in the world we live in and in the economy we live in, right? The price of everything has gone up. I just, you know, buying a pizza is more expensive, right? The cost of goods has really increased. And so I think that the need for these school supplies is more expensive, is bigger than ever. They're pricier. They can be harder to get. Sometimes they run out of things on Amazon. I've told my first grader, we'll go back to school shopping, you know, this evening, but I'm already dreading that Target's going to be out of manila paper. I just know it. I'm going to have to find that somewhere. And as someone who has the resources to be able to do that, I can. But as these costs continue to rise, and our, like, DISD is growing, we are a growing school district, and that is a rare and wonderful thing in urban school districts right now. So we have more children, we have higher cost of goods, higher financial need, and it is critical for us to be able to support, you know, the next leaders of our community.
Yeah. And who does support this back to school fair? Is it a lot of the businesses here in Dallas County? Because we obviously know everyone's moving here to North Texas, and there might be some, you know, new businesses that are looking to get ingrained in the community. Is this a good way to help?
It's a great way to help. And I will tell you, we have some incredible corporate sponsors. I would encourage listeners to go to our website, mayorsbacktoschoolfair.com, to see the full list. But it's a great way for corporations to get involved. We have had, businesses come and volunteer. We have had businesses straight up donate cash to help us get these kids ready. And that's amazing too. We've had businesses offer in-kind services. So if you have, you know, a small barbershop, you can come and set up shop for free. And your in-kind donation is just as meaningful and valuable as as you know, the donations that of a larger company. So there's lots of ways to get involved. And as we look ahead to year 30, which will be next year, you know, I can only imagine that's going to be a pretty big one. So I think, you know, being able to capitalize on the expansion of the Dallas region, you know, fastest growing region in the country by job growth at this point in time. We'd love for all these companies who are new here to come and make a difference with the Mayor's Back to School Fair. You know, the Junior League will train your volunteers on what to do. You just show up and we will take care of the rest.
Talk about the importance, finally for me, talk about the importance of the pre-registration, because that's relatively new for this event.
Yeah, the pre-registration is important because we will get school supplies for the number of kids we have registered for this event. So if you are registered and you show up, we'll have supplies for you. If you are not registered, you are still welcome to show up. There are still tons of other services available, but that pre-registration is what really allows us to kind of do a needs assessment on how prepared we need to be to meet the demand of the community. So again, if you're not registered, still come and get those vaccines, those haircuts, again, the dental exam, the vision exams. There's still tons of other great opportunities, but the supplies, we're able to use the registration numbers to account for what we need there.
Dr. Lindsay Davis from the Junior League, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Kristen. Great to be with you all today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.